Recording.
Does
Okay. Thank you.
Joe know your link? Should I
You
try to send it to
want me
him?
to call him?
Or I could try to send it to him. I don't know.
Yeah, Jerry, send him the link.
Okay. See here.
Go ahead, Sue. What were you?
So, and I was very confused because I was listening to Bob Poteet's talks, and he would say, the Federal Reserve is a mountain of debt. And I couldn't understand what he's talking about
Right.
until I figured out that not only the credit creation of the member banks is debt, but the issuance by the Federal Reserve of Federal Reserve notes are debt of our government also. If the Federal Reserve goes kaput.
They're promissory notes.
Exactly. That's what he, I was like, so finally I said, oh, is that what he meant?
I think so. I mean, I think that's, I don't know if that's what he meant, if that's what Poteet meant.
Oh yeah, I think he did.
Oh,
Definitely.
okay.
Oh
Good.
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I think I feel confident in stating that. I think that's exactly what the intent of this language is.
Well, you can go online and find out the legal definition of an obligation. It's a debt.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you are obliged to fulfill your end of, it's a contract. It's a, that's a promissory note is a contract.
Right.
You know, that's why I, whenever I've said this before, whenever I sign my signature on anything that is even remotely connected to Federal Reserve notes, where money changes hands or what's supposed to be money changes hands, I always reserve my rights under the Uniform Commercial Code because I am not certain that the money, quote unquote, that I have just used is really money. So my use of that money should not lock me in to the consequences of the fact that it's not really money.
Right, in our definition.
Correct. Yes. You got it.
You got to be careful, Randy, because they're changing the UCC code.
Oh, yeah, I know. They've moved it twice at least since I started doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I sent that to Joe. I don't know if he found it or what, but.
Well, he may not have. Well, he may have used up all his data. His hotspot may be cold now. Instead
Cold
of a
spot.
hotspot, he's got a cold spot.
I was thinking when when we were talking with Joe and he had his list up, somehow I was getting very confused. Can we fit his ideas into our current spreadsheet so
That's what I
that
was thinking. Should we, were we, maybe he was thinking we would write a preface or a prelude or introduction or something and then answer the 5 points.
I think we should do it the other way around. Once we have our message there for the 5 points.
Yeah, we're and we were going to do the do some definitions too. I don't know if we'd want to include that in the response or what. We had a
Jerry,
group of
Sue.
words that were going to be defined.
No, you mean define things before we give our response so that.
No, not necessarily. Just maybe set them apart somehow in a, you know, with a little asterisk or something.
Yeah. Because
Well,
when we give our response, we're going to be using words like credit and money. But we have our very narrow definition of that that people don't have in this society. It's tricky.
Well, it's not so much narrow as it is precise. It's deliberate, And it is specific.
And it's the truth.
Well, it's as close as we can come at the moment, yeah. Using English. I mean, these are just concepts in thinking. I mean, and we use our English. My that's I speak two languages, you know, English and bad English.
I speak Brooklyn English.
There you go.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's yep.
Brooklyn, but you're in Manhattan.
Really?
I was born in Brooklyn. My
Everybody's a
first four and a
transplant.
half years was in Brooklyn.
Everybody's an immigrant.
I always think, wonder what happened to me when I was learning to talk in my house because,
I thought you did very well.
Some people can learn all these languages.
Yeah.
I always say, I can hardly speak English.
Yeah. Well, after you're about six, why it becomes a real task. It takes a lot of effort because up until that time, your language center is still
Bubble,
malleable and
bubbling away.
configurable.
Well, we still don't have Joe, so
Right.
I'm going to call him.
Okay.
So, do we have both the spreadsheet, the Excel spreadsheet that's, let me see. Oh, no, that's not it. Darn.
I've got the spreadsheet, but I don't have sharing privileges. Oh, I do have sharing. Yes, apparently I do. What do you want to see?
Oh, did you get the login? Did you get an email from Jerry? She sent it. Okay.
What did you want to see, Jerry? The Joe's paper
Excel, well,
from
the
today or
Excel,
the spreadsheet?
both actually. I was just gonna, I
Well,
would,
I can't share both at the same time.
I know. I was thinking just now, of we want to have segments of this, so maybe it would be good to work in segments, like either the intro, and Sue said it would be better as a conclusion, I guess, the 5 points. And then the definitions for us to work on. Those would be three chunks of things that we would be working up, right? Is that where we are at right now?
Well, I think from my observation at this particular point in time is we have not decided what form our response is going to take, whether it's going to be something written down, whether it's going to be a
Okay.
composed video, or a script for a podcast, or you know, I don't think we have decided what it's going to be.
Well, I think one, we have to have something written down for Stephen to put up on the website. That's what he's the one that originally asked for it. And I think he said he wanted something written, but then other people added, like Sue added, well, we could each do, a YouTube clip. Well, I'm out because I don't want to be on YouTube, but number two, I don't know how to put it on YouTube.
Right.
It's beyond my skill set.
Right.
But I think Joe is going to put his own, the one he sent, I believe. He sent two papers today. So the
Yeah.
one that he sent, or the longer one, that one is going to be put on Substack, I think. I think Mike has one on Substack, but not necessarily a reply to this movie.
Okay.
So we'd have what Joe has up on Substack. If we could maybe, I don't know. I think you have to have an account though on Substack to get it up, to put it up there. On AMI, we just put it up on the,
Right.
let Stephen do that. And then it would be neat if we could have 1 minute
So,
segment,
yes.
3 minutes. What was that?
Oh, she's talking to Joe.
Oh.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Jerry,
mm-hmm.
Joe said he didn't get your email. Which
what?
Which email did you send it to?
Oh, which, let me look.
We talked to Joe last week about this and we gave him the log, the passcode.
Right.
Did he throw away the little note piece of paper that he wrote it on?
Did you throw away the little note from last week that you wrote down the information on?
The passcode.
It'd be the login to my Zoom.
I sent it to Joe B. Head at Verizon.net.
Is Verizon spelled correctly?
V-E-R-I-Z-O-N.
Yes. .net, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And it's Joebhed.
Yep. So maybe your email is not going through right now.
Yeah, that could be. That happens sometimes.
He's sending me emails.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Rand. I can't get out of my Zoom screen. Someone say the login information, and I'm gonna put the phone. You got a paper and pencil, Joe? So take this down. Randy's going to say it very slowly.
I'm going to send it to him in an email.
Here. No, because he's not. His email isn't working.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So say the passcode and then the password. Here we go. Ready?
Well, he needs the number.
Meeting ID, right?
Yeah, the 4210. Do you know that number off the top of your head, Sue?
It's 202-120-4210.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Joe, write this down. 202-120-4210. Passcode.
Zero. Uniform.
Hold on. Zero, capital U, is in a capital, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yep.
Yeah. Not the number 9, capital E, capital D, lowercase v. Is that right, Randy?
Yep.
Yeah. So lowercase v, like in Victor. It's a zero. Zero? No, the last is V for Victor, the last lowercase. Yeah, V for Victor. Yes, and the only lowercase letter is the V for Victor. You open up a Zoom and you log in. You say, I'm going to join a meeting.
Right. And in fact, it should offer him a drop down list of previously connected meetings, one of which will be that number that you read to him.
Well, let's not get too complicated.
Well, that makes it easier. He doesn't have to do any
go
typing.
Go on to Zoom and say you want to join a meeting.
Yep.
Oh, you needed a link? That's it. Now you got it. You see it? Right. Yep. ED is capital.
Wow.
And the V for Victor is lower. Ah, I'm hanging up. Whoa. We'll never get monetary reform this way. Never.
Right. If it were only that easy, we just find the path code and away we go.
Yes.
Now,
there's Joe.
I'm gonna go back to my email to see if I got my email yet from Jerry.
I got your two emails. One of was at 7:45, right? Where is it? I did them,
No,
but.
Nope, I still haven't gotten Jerry's. That's really weird.
That is weird.
Okay, I'm sorry, but let's see. Now I know where this is. You know what was interesting that when I went back through everything and then I went join the meeting,
Right.
what came up was a list of meetings, okay, that I hadn't seen before. And one of them said Sue Peters, and that was where that number was, the 202120. So it's nice to know that that's there, so I could just go there and get on.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, let's see, where are we?
I'm right here.
Jerry was
Okay,
just
you're there. Randy's here.
Jerry was describing what we how we should go forward, what we should decide, right, Jerry?
Well, what Randy mentioned, the form we want to do, but I think Stephen was the one that got us onto this project, and he did say he wanted it in written form.
Yeah,
Then you
he
were
did.
writing, said that what you wrote was going to be put up on your Substack,
Yeah.
the one that you sent today along with your comments. And so it's up on, it would be up on Substack. And I think Mike was going to write something for Substack. And Sue mentioned we could do YouTube shorts, but that wouldn't be me because I don't like YouTube, but I don't want to learn how to do a short on YouTube. It would be too big a hurdle for me to try to figure out how to do a video and stick it on
Well,
YouTube.
a short YouTube is like a minute or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what Sue was saying. 2 to 3 minutes. So
Two
you're gonna.
minutes or less.
No, I wasn't talking
Two
about
minutes or
YouTube.
less. Yeah.
I wasn't talking about YouTube, Jerry. What we've started doing in the banking committee of the Green Party is using Zoom and making 2 minute videos on Zoom, whoever wanted to. And we've been practicing it.
But what do
And
you
you
do?
record them, and then you post that video as a on your website so that folks can click on it and view that video.
Yeah, but Howards are publicly posted. I've seen Howards, and did I see one from somebody else besides Howard? I thought I did, but I'm not sure who. Maybe I don't know. But I saw two or three of Howards, and I think they come to me because Howard is and I are, we're cohorts, so to speak, on the
Right.
on YouTube.
So he posts his on YouTube.
Yes.
But we can post it on the A our AMI parody page, no?
Should be able to, yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
the only difficulty with that is the size of a video is quite, it occupies space, and so you have to make sure that the server, wherever the AMI web page is hosted, make sure that server can handle it, has
Oh,
space for it.
we should ask Tabitha if we're gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think even Stephen would know.
Well, Stephen has been trying to get those videos from history, the previous AMI conferences,
Right.
posted to YouTube with links in the AMI page to those videos on YouTube. So that what you see on the AMI page is a link that says, oh, well, if you click on this, you're going to go to YouTube to see it. There is another way. That's what I'm saying, is there's another way, and that is to put the actual video itself on the server at the AMI website,
Now,
rather
when
than putting it on YouTube and saying, go over there and watch it.
Yeah.
So it would be on the website, and then you don't on their server, and you don't fiddle with YouTube at all. Okay. So those were the three options that I got, and then it's the content. How are we going to approach work? Because I was saying we've got three chunks that I can identify. One is the definitions, which we could put at the end, and then in the text we could figure out a way to signify that we want people to read the definition, and then the 5 points, and then what you were talking about, Joe. I was thinking, did you want that as an introduction? And Sue said no. She thought it would be better as a conclusion. Anyway, so kind of
What are you
no,
speaking? What are you talking about,
I didn't
Jerry? What
say that,
right now are
Jerry.
you saying that?
I didn't say that as a conclusion.
Oh, when I was t you didn't when I was talking about definitions of money and what we were going over with Joe before we got kicked off.
Those are two
Yeah,
different
I
things.
wouldn't mind going back to that because I wanted to share
Yes.
some thoughts with Randy on it.
Yeah, we were because Randy, before you got on, was also, and just as I was getting on, was reading a definition from the, was that from the Federal Reserve Act itself?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm back.
No.
I can.
Okay. So
Here
let's
we
see.
are back in.
I can
Okay.
refer you.
So yeah, I guess this is what I want to say. Because my observation is that with regard to the currency and the notes and MMT, and MMT is saying the government is the issuer of the currency, and I
Right.
say, no, they're not. They're not the issuer of the currency. The Federal Reserve is the issuer of the currency.
Right.
And they do it on the basis of the authority that they have received through the Federal Reserve Act to be the agent of the government with regard to currency.
Exactly.
Okay. Now Randy said, yeah, but it's an obligation of the government. And I gotta say this, okay? I gotta say this. An obligation of the government, an obligation of the government, currency, coin, cash, what that
Money.
is that reflects a quantified amount of purchasing power in the hands of the holder of the currency. And all currency that counts is in private hands right now. It's all in private hands right now. If it
All of it
counts,
counts, yeah.
it's in an account. So the government's what's the government's obligation with regard to that? As far as I'm concerned, What does the government do with currency? Nothing except receive it, and then they don't even receive it as
Well,
tax
no,
things.
right.
But it's
No, that's
valid
not what
as
I.
tax
Yeah.
things. But my point.
Yes.
Okay, but am I misunderstanding what you? I guess. So that
The
what that says to me is that those words in the Federal Reserve Act are just put in there to cover the Federal Reserve's ass. Okay, in the event of something happening, and say, oh no, but it's only
like 08.
Since it only affects the currency, and like since it's all in private hands, what obligation does the government really have? You know,
right.
I mean, like as
no,
far as I know, they don't have
there's nothing other than like what happened in 08, 09. That's when the obligation of the government, the Federal Reserve said, back us up here. We're going to saw the limb off.
Yeah, I agree with you about that, Randy.
That's all. I think that
about
means.
That. But it didn't really involve the currency at all. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. They did with regard to the money supply, but it didn't really involve the currency at all. But they did say, you know, like to me, that's sort of like the proof that the Federal Reserve don't really have any ability to do anything with the debt-based money system to fix it at all.
Correct.
Federal Reserve doesn't have any power to fix the problem of the debt-based money system.
Well,
so
even
they
if
say,
they
okay,
did,
well,
they
we're
don't
going
want
to do
to do
something.
it.
And by the way, we know that you guys could come in here and tell us you can't do that, which is what they should have done, okay? But they didn't. And so instead we ended up with quantitative easing, which paid off the banks, did nothing for the homeowners, did nothing for the people, did nothing for anybody else.
Yep.
It just ratcheted up the scheme behind the curtain.
Yep. Filled the pool a little deeper. That's all it did.
Yeah, right.
Fustak.
One
of the things that I remember from the 1930s history of the changes is that when they got rid of gold as a reserve currency in those banking wars in the 1930s,
Gold Reserve Act,
they said, well, all the reserves are now Federal Reserve notes. They're substituting the gold with Federal Reserve notes. So today, reserves, they might be digital, but like Bernanke said, if we need money, I can print all the Federal Reserve notes we have because you turn the reserves into Federal Reserve notes.
Mm-hmm. If need be, yep.
Yeah.
Well,
and
let me
even at that, there's no constraint there.
Yep, exactly.
But
helicopter money, that's what it was.
Oh, well, that's another thing. That's actually the issuance of that. Okay, like they're saying, drop it out of a helicopter, it's issued,
right.
It's in circulation. Somebody picks it up and they take it to the store.
Yep.
But with regard to the lies that Bernanke and the rest of them make anytime
Summers.
They're talking to another pundit that don't know anything about what they're talking about. excuse me. For Bernanke to say we can print all the currency we want and do what with it?
Right.
Again, I'm going to go back to this and say the government doesn't spend any currency.
Right.
Okay. The government doesn't spend any currency. It has to be turned into the TGA. Now, that one TGA account, this is where their magic is to me, why they have double entry bookkeeping. Because it allows them to count those as reserves. What he's really saying, and this kind of gets me, he can print all the money that he wants, but money doesn't have any currency, really, any currency, okay?
Right.
Until it's in somebody's hand, and then it reflects purchasing power, okay? So for them to say, well, we can put purchasing power into the hands of the people, how you do that? There's no procedure anywhere in the Federal Reserve Act for the Federal Reserve to be given. That's why they're going to central bank digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
They want to they want to overcome all of these deficiencies of this debt-based money system like that.
Yeah, well, that's their basic disconnection with the real world.
Yes. So anyway, I'm a little bit off base. What's wrong with MMT? Forget about the entire Bible of it. That's wrong. But the fact is that their founding malady is that the government issues the currency, because they try to take that and make it into that the government issues the money, but they don't say money, but they just say currency. But the truth of the matter is that the government does not issue the currency. The Federal Reserve issues the currency. The Federal Reserve banks issue the currency into the circulation of the member banks of the Fed. That's how we get currency.
Yep.
So the whole thing is a lie.
So Joe,
the whole thing of amendment.
So Joe, give me your definition, brief definition of currency.
Well, currency is I did last time, Sue. Currency in theory, if you take a look at what currency is, it's that which is stamped with the imprimatur of the sovereign.
Yep.
Okay. So that's why they say that's not why they say in God we trust, but it's why they say the United States of America on the coins and the bills. The funny thing is the bills say the United States of America on there, but they also say Federal Reserve note.
Well, yeah, here's
an additional point to consider, Sue. And that is, well, you were mentioning the Federal Reserve Act, or the Gold Reserve Act, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They made certain coins and other sorts of monies illegal.
Yes.
Meaning they were no longer currency. Because they will not pass as current.
Right. But today, our group here, when we use the word currency, what do we mean by it?
Coins and paper. Coins and
that
paper
pass money. As current, yes, that are accepted to be legal tender status of payment.
Right. And that's the biggest irony to me.
But wait a minute, Joe, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm listening to that definition and I'm thinking, okay, so legal tender, but one is issued by the Treasury and the other is issued by the private Federal Reserve.
The only legal tender issued by the Treasury is greenbacks.
What about coins? And greenbacks aren't issued.
I meant paper currency. Yes, you're right, Sue. Okay, yes, coins.
Right.
Coins are that. But you know the irony of it. Is that they changed the currency statute to include federal what do they call it, the circulating notes of the Federal Reserve Banks, I think that's what they call it, something like that, that those also become legal tender. You know, it's like irony.
Yep.
But the irony that they take this power of the government from the government and ascribe it to themselves, you know, get the Congress to ascribe it to themselves. Why? Because 99% of the people in Congress don't know where money comes from. Same reason. Anyway. I feel like I'm sorry if I've confused this minor point. A minor point should as it should be, but it really is the essence of kind of like the predicament that we find ourselves in with regard to the money and with regard to the fact that they don't teach it in any schools, that nobody learns about it, you know, and all of that stuff. And fact of the matter is that whatever MMT says ain't true.
Right.
As I know, I can't hardly think of a thing that MMT says that is true.
Right.
That's right. But we have to be as much as they're manipulating the language they use and the definitions. We have to be very exact with our audience because we're going to be using those terms, and we have to be clear with ourselves.
I know one thing that Kelton says that's true.
What's that?
She says, my name is Stephanie Kelton. She ain't lying.
Oh boy. She's very slick.
So I'm just gonna try to take a quick note from my nothing could be further from the truth about this point. I'm just going to go back there and take a look at it and see where it comes up, and see what I said about it, because I don't really remember.
The one you sent around today?
Yeah, I sent you the nothing could be further from the truth, the last thing that had the conclusion in it. So first of all, they did the thing about the money. Don't talk about money. Or I put that first.
Right.
Taxes and bonds do not pay for government spending. That was kind of like their major beginning. Government needs your tax. Spoiler alert, the government needs your tax money, and the U.S. government is not the issuer of the dollar, whatever that means. U.S. government is not the issuer of the dollar, whatever that means. The dollar is merely the counting unit of the money itself, unit of accounting. Objection that whether the currency reserves money. What becomes clear is that the United States government is not the monopoly issuer of either the nation's money or its currency, but in full money power, as Martin Van Buren called it, reality then, under the central banking dictates and controls, the government does not issue any of the nation's money, currency, coins accepted, nor its currency. I made that statement. I just want to say no. Oh, yeah, well, because I went further. I said it's because of this existential truth of non-issuance that the government is a money system user, and that today our government must tax and borrow for its revenues and incomes, all of it. I would invite additions or corrections or enhancements in any way of that response, but as far as I'm concerned, that responds to now I got to go back to it.
I got to interrupt. We've got less than a minute, and we're going to, we can continue this on the other side. Look for Randy's the email that he sent before and catch the link.
Yeah. The one you used earlier on the first session tonight, I'm going to create another meeting.
Terrific. Thank you. Thank you for catching that, Jerry.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. Just wait a minute and then use the old one.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.